Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to the Sons of the American Legion Radio Report on WVOXAM 1460 and heard around the world on WVOX.com. This is Jack McGurk along with Ken Fraser and John Charan bringing you this half hour of discussion of issues related to veterans and the active military. And now, here's Ken.
Hey, thanks, Jack. Good afternoon, everyone. On the 16th anniversary of the terrible tragedy of 9/11, and I remember those who died that day and the so many heroes of that day as well. We're going to have more on 9/11. We've got an interview with a member, a retired member of the New York Fire Department. But first, we've got John set up a nice interview with Colonel Rich Goldenberg of the New York National Guard about all the amazing work they've been doing in Texas and in Florida. John?
Well, Colonel, welcome to the program. We often hear the National Guard being deployed in combat situations, but the reality is that the National Guard does most of its work here in the United States. Tell us a little bit about what the New York Guard has done to help out the tragedies in Houston with Hurricane Harvey and now recently in Florida with Hurricane Irma.
Well, John, I want to thank you for having me on the show, and I know your listeners are probably well accustomed to hearing tales of what their local citizen soldiers are doing both at home and abroad. It's not more than ironic that we're talking on today, the 16th anniversary of the attacks of September 11th, reminding our fellow New Yorkers, our neighbors and friends, that the National Guard, those who are there in times of disaster, have also taken that war fight overseas, as you guys have discussed over many of these past 16 years. And, you know, the home front role of the National Guard protecting the homeland. New Yorkers have seen us from the pile at Ground Zero 16 years ago when New York City units and mobilization of units around the entire state was one of the largest deployments we've had in modern history. But that continues when New Yorkers go outside of our state lines. And Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma are great examples of that great outflowing of support that came into New York 16 years ago. This is just one of the ways that the New York National Guard gets to pay that back. We did that just over a week ago with Hurricane Harvey, and the images in the Houston, Texas area are still with our minds as the floodwaters recede and we see those folks try to recover. But right in the Hudson Valley up in Newburgh, the 105th Airlift Wing of the New York Air National Guard provided some C-17s, which was tremendous in getting rescue helicopters from a fellow Air National Guard unit based out on Long Island. The 106th Rescue Wing provided pararescue personnel, and those guys really had a tough order to get out to Houston and cover down on those folks that saw rising waters threaten their homes and their very lives. The unit is credited with hundreds of saves of residents of the Houston area to evacuate them and get them away from those rising floodwaters following Hurricane Harvey. But what's most interesting and what your listeners will be happy to hear is that when those guys returned from Harvey, when the waters started going down, well, that was just when Hurricane Irma was starting to threaten the Caribbean and the Florida coast. And about half of the task force that we sent to Texas turned around with just a number of days and repacked their bags, got back on a C-17 out of Newburgh, and flew themselves down to Puerto Rico, where they were amongst the first on the scene to provide military support to the Puerto Rico National Guard and the U.S. Virgin Islands National Guard as they dealt with really what was some terrible devastation. And, of course, the two hurricanes, you can't compare side by side because the flooding in Texas was nothing like the devastation in the Caribbean. And now we're seeing the aftermath in Florida. So the airmen who were deployed from the 106th Rescue Wing down in Puerto Rico, they spent a considerable amount of time over the Virgin Islands helping residents in medical need, evacuating them. And just as last Friday, they got the additional call to head over to St. Martin, which is right next door in the Caribbean, but really a foreign nation. And they helped land and evacuate U.S. citizens there, many of them who had dire medical issues that required their evacuation.
Colonel, about how many people and how much equipment are we talking about?
Well, the Air National Guard, the rescue element, took about 130 personnel in both Texas and into the Caribbean. They were using three rescue helicopters, and they also deployed two HC-130s, which is a specially modified cargo plane. Most folks who are familiar with the military know that old C-130, but the HC-130 for the search and rescue unit is specially modified and equipped to provide that unique support to pararescue personnel so that they can be airdropped anywhere in the world. It can be refueled refueled anywhere in the world. The aircraft have the capability to provide refueling to the helicopters, and that's how they are able to sustain their operations over long distances. And those aircraft were the ones used in St. Martin last Friday and Saturday, but they've been able to provide a tremendous amount of assistance. They were key in coordinating the many, many different agencies, both military and civilian, for first responders that were employed in the Houston area. You can imagine the giant geographical area that was impacted by Hurricane Harvey. And those HC-130s were able to become airborne platforms to command and control the many, many helicopters and rescue personnel that were being employed.
Now, the hurricane season isn't the only time when we get to see the National Guard deployed. I know, for instance, that they've been involved with the tremendous blizzards and huge snow accumulations outside Buffalo in wintertime. About how many times a year are there emergencies that the New York National Guard gets called to?
Well, we're accustomed to just about anything. I think, the Federal Emergency Management Agency probably categorizes a dozen or so different types of disasters that might actually occur. And I think the only things that have not occurred in New York State has been either a volcano or a tsunami. And, keep our fingers crossed we'll never have to deal with those two. But just about everything else you can imagine that might occur in New York, and, your listeners have seen the bulk of it, whether it's a severe blizzard, it could be a coastal storm, a hurricane. We've had tornadoes in New York State. In fact, just a month or so ago, out in western New York, a tornado touched down on one of the local county fairgrounds.
And I know also that we've dealt with fires as well, because I remember we went up to visit up at Newburgh, and you had one of the helicopters that was equipped to carry water and to extinguish there. And I was speaking with some of the people, and when I asked, where do you get the water, they mentioned either from reservoirs or from local swimming pools that they saw.
That's absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. The basic takeaway for most of our folks is that it's good to understand that the training and the readiness that we devote to the war fight, to get our soldiers and our airmen ready for the overseas fight, many of those skills, most of those skills, we can readily turn around and utilize them right here in our backyard when our neighbors need us. And that applies from, engineers who have been up on Lake Ontario. If you recall the rising levels on Lake Ontario throughout the spring, we had soldier and airmen up there well over 100 into the summer. They just wrapped up in early August to help provide some barrier damage and maintain property control as those water levels rise on Lake Ontario. I talked about the tornado out in western New York. So it's not just, snow that falls in Buffalo that brings them out in Buffalo. Flooding on the southern tier has been big. We've all seen the storms that have gone up the Hudson Valley, up towards Schoharie County. So most New Yorkers, no matter where you are in the state, you'd recognize your local National Guardsman out on the street corner.
And we're talking to Colonel Richard Goldenberg of the New York National Guard, Army veteran. And Colonel, a question for you is, when you go into, you go out of state and go into an area like Texas where there are resources coming in from all over the country and also from different levels, National Guard, active military, and FEMA, how is all that coordinated?
Well, it sounds much more complex than it is, because military organizations are almost designed to just plug right in and play along nicely with other military organizations. Again, that's how we treat the war fight. We send brigades or battalions overseas, and they become a task force, whether it's in Afghanistan or operating from Kuwait up into Iraq and Syria. Our units are accustomed to that sort of joint operation. And we saw that here in New York. Most New Yorkers probably don't appreciate it, but they should know that when Superstorm Sandy struck on Long Island, New York City, and the lower Hudson Valley, we had a whole bunch of other states that worked here as well.
Colonel, if we could, very quickly, if someone wants more information, where on the web can they find it?
Well, the New York National Guard's website is www.dmna.ny.gov.
Thank you, Colonel Richard Goldenberg, Public Affairs Officer for the New York National Guard. We'll be back here on the Sons of the American Legion radio report after a brief Fox News break, so stay tuned.